It's KISS FM, Cardinal official Akon Dangerous, 8:34 in the morning. Shannon Doherty joining us live. Good
Hello.
To see you.
How are you?
I just saw you on television, didn't I?
You did?
Yeah, I think I saw you on that channel. I didn't hear you. I could
on,
just see you on...
On KTLA.
On KTLA.
Yes.
Right. Well, you moved quickly.
I was playing. Did you see me rocking
yeah,
out?
I saw you playing. Okay, I saw you and Sam Rubin.
Did you see him hitting the drums?
Was that hitting? I wouldn't even call that hitting. I saw him tickling the drums.
He was flailing.
Well, he's new to it, so eventually he's going to, you know, get very into it and play better.
So you are playing this game. Do you play Rock
yes,
Band?
Yes.
You're a Rock
yes.
Band fan, because Rock yeah. Band 2 is what we've got, and we've got your chance to win
it's
in
Rock
a second.
Rock Band 2, exclusively for Xbox 360.
How'd you get into Rock Band 1?
My goddaughter, actually. And she's really good at it. Like, she puts me to shame.
Uh-huh. And
it's
how old is she?
Embarrassing. Well, now she's 12.
Okay. So. Well, what's interesting is that kids... play these things, and this has the whole band, so it's not just the guitar, it's the whole band, but they play, and they're playing the songs that they don't even know who it is half the time.
But it's really cool, because, I mean, on for Rock Band 2, they have, you know, AC/DC, they're going to have the new Guns N' Roses music on there, right. And, like, Duran Duran, and they have some of the classics that, like, I grew up with. So it's cool, because now my goddaughter, Cooper, is getting to hear all of this music, so I love it.
Here's one of the songs that, I mean, I've never played, but if I were to play, I think I'd be best at it. Think about all the songs that I've got here. I got this one. That's on there. This one's on there.
One way,
right. Hungry Like the Wolf is on there. But I think this is the one that I can knock out of the park. Right. This is the one I could go slippery when wet and kill it.
Oh,
I could do this one. Well, no, you don't sing. You just
no,
play instruments.
No, you sing.
You still sing, too?
Yeah.
You can do
I can't
drums,
do all that.
You can do
no,
guitar,
you don't.
And you
have,
can sing.
It's an ensemble.
So wait, so tell me, because I'm a stranger to mm-hmm. it. Tell me, if I step up to the plate, do I have to do everything, or can I pick and choose?
No, you can pick and choose.
Okay.
So, I mean, I have played completely by myself and yeah. just, like, rocked out the guitar or the drums. But if you have people over, which I always do... then, like, on the weekends, you can have, you know, one person's playing the drums, another person is playing the guitar, and then another person singing. So it's almost like you have a rock band right there in your very own house. It's kind of like it's an amazing times 1 million karaoke type thing.
And if you're really good, like, at the vocals, and then your guitarist is horrible, right. that's bad.
Okay.
But you can't really be, I mean, there's all these different modes, too. So it's a game,
really,
and it's challenging. You know, there's...
You can't suck?
Well, there's a no-fail mode.
Oh, no, but you can still...
I need that in life. I need that everywhere I go.
There's also much, you know, harder ones that are more challenging, so that it becomes a game.
You know, an observation about this type of game, which I think is great, it brings young people and their parents together. It's like something they can do mm-hmm. together.
True.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can do it together. Honestly, I have people at my house every single weekend. Everybody sort of, because I live by the beach and I have a pool, and everybody likes to congregate in my house, and I have a lot of bedrooms, so... everybody just spends the
she's
night.
She sang 90210 was
she
good
did very
to her.
Well.
I was walking through the
nice
house.
Life.
My God, it's nice. The
my
beach,
career
a
has been good to me. Yeah, my fans have been good to me.
Well, how'd you get involved in what's happening with Xbox 360 and Rock
so
Band 2?
So tonight, I'm hosting a party. It's Welcome Back 90210.
Right.
And it's at the original beach house for 90210. And it's Tristan Wilds. And it's, I think, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa
Manhattan,
Beach.
Okay.
And Ryan Eggold, and the three of us are hosting this sort of welcome back 90210 party associated with Rock Band 2.
Exciting. And good news, 90210, the new series, picked up now for a full season. We'll come back with Shannon Doherty. It's 8:38, 102.7, KISS FM, Rock Band 2. I'm doing it to this. So Xbox 360, Rock Band 2, there's a launch party, and we have the actual game and device for you now. 1-800-520-1027 at KISS FM. Caller 102, we will set you up with that and a pair of tickets to tonight's launch party at the beach at the original 90210 Beach House. Shannon Doherty's going to be there hosting that. And give me the scoop on your series. You're doing a full season? You're not doing a full
no,
season?
No,
you're
not.
Just there for four or five?
Yeah, there for four episodes.
So you're there for four and out.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Today's
I'm losing
Tuesday,
track
yes.
of my
it is.
Days.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
This is what happens when you play Rock Band. You completely lose track of days.
It's a good problem.
Yeah, you get addicted, obsessed. So tonight yep. is an episode that I'm on, and then next Tuesday, and then that's it for me.
Now, they did get picked up for a
they
full
did.
Season,
Isn't
but
that great?
You have no interest.
It's not really that I have no interest. Right. I just believe that there are times when you don't want to wear out your welcome. So I'll see how the fans respond and what they want.
Is it possible that you would sign for more?
If that's what, you know, the people who have paid my mortgage for 27 years want.
I don't run a network, nor would I know how to, but I'm thinking if I am the CW, they're getting huge numbers with this series, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
Like, it could be good leverage for you. maybe that was the intent.
Do you want to be my manager?
No, I don't want any piece of it. I'm just saying that that strategy, if it is one, might work out well for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the show's going to do great either way.
Yeah, it's doing very well. Mm-hmm. I think more people are watching the network than ever before because of it.
Yes.
That's great. And more people have found it. I mean, you know, a lot of people didn't know where it was.
Right.
You'd flip and then you'd land. I watch Gossip Girl and this, but right. It's like you flip. Sometimes you go, where is that thing? Anyway, they found it. Shannon Doherty with us, 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss FM, into the studio. Give us a buzz. We're going to hook you up. And Jessica, who works here, is obsessed with this Rock Band. And Rock Band 2, you've not played yet.
No. Yeah. 10 o'clock can't come here soon enough.
So, do we have one here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Look at her face.
She's all excited.
You guys are going to be on the weekends now.
It's like 100 more. It's 100 more new songs.
I know. I was looking at the list last night. I was dying.
Like, amazing, right?
It's so good. I can't wait.
Are you going to play like Billy Idol's White Wedding and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and like he said, Living on a Prayer. That's Bon Jovi, one of my favorite bands. So,
so you're a rock chick.
I can't wait.
Jess, do you have a boyfriend?
I'm asking.
No.
You don't?
I should, though.
Would you? I mean, I'm just wondering, does this like say to take the place of the boyfriend, or is this something you do with the boyfriend? Because, I mean, your obsession, the face, look at the face. Her face is like, it's almost stalked. She stalks Rock Band.
No, it's me and my family do together. My stepdad plays the drums, I play the guitar, my mom plays bass, my brother tries to sing.
I come over there to see that.
But this is, you can do this with, maybe this will help you get a boyfriend.
Thanks.
You know, you can have parties and everybody can play it together.
Is that how you met your boyfriend?
Yes, playing Rock Band 2.
Well, he just stumbled into the den?
Yeah.
He just walked right into the house? There he is.
Well, they could hear the music from far away, and he just stumbled in and found him, yeah.
Claudia, good morning. How are you in Ontario?
Good, how are you?
Everything is fine over here. How can I serve you?
I'm trying to win the Xbox.
Good news, good news. You're caller 102.
Shut up. Oh, my God,
You shut up. You got it. You call once. You got the Xbox 360, Rock Band 2, and a pair of passes to tonight's launch party.
Oh, my God. How exciting. I'm so excited, Ryan. Oh, my God. I love you.
You know I love you.
I know. I'm so excited.
Hang on for 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
So Shannon Doherty is with us this morning. If you don't continue 90210, what would be next for you?
Probably a different TV show.
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah.
So do you have an offer?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm not telling.
What network?
I'm not telling.
Cable?
I'll
Who owns the network?
I'll come back and tell you guys all that
scripted
stuff.
Scripted or unscripted?
Scripted.
When is the announcement?
I have no idea.
8:47. How about in one minute?
No.
It's
oh my god.
8:46 now.
I'm leaving. I'm gonna go play Rock Band 2 right now.
So I just want to be. Let me just be clear on this because this is Discovery.
Another
this is
TV
all about
show.
Discovery.
It's Lipstick Jungle. NBC.
Now, she's why would perfect. You even, why that? Why do you think that?
Because she'd be perfect in the Lipstick Jungle. Are you kidding me?
We'll call the chairman.
Okay. We'll NBC.
Is it NBC?
Is it the Peacock?
I have no idea.
Is it yes or no?
I'm not telling.
Well, come on.
I didn't even say I was doing it.
Well, I'm going to find out. Let's call NBC.
Where would you put her? I'd put her on Lipstick Jungle.
Hold on.
I like this better. This is a good game. Let's play what you would put
Desperate
me on.
Housewives?
Well, that's a good one. You'd be great on that. You
that,
could really
that would
nail
be
that
really
one.
Interesting.
That's a different
good.
Network. Do you know Stephen McPherson?
I do, but I don't have that number on my BlackBerry. Since you're not going to tell, I'm calling NBC to ask him.
Are you?
Two and a Half Men. She could be like Charlie's
Living. No, not the right show. Of course, NBC's not at the office yet.
She agrees with you. She doesn't want to be on Two and a Half Men.
No, it's not the right
show. I think it's
show.
A great show, but it's not for me.
It's not for you.
Yeah, you know what? It is a great show. It's funny. Not for you. Desperate Housewives? For you. Lipstick Jungle? For you.
Yeah.
Nip Tuck?
For her.
Yep.
Those aren't the shows, though, are they? Hang on. We'll be right back. Shannon Doherty is with us tonight, 8 o'clock on the CW, the new 90210. Also tonight, hosting a party for Xbox 360 and Rock Band 2 at the original 90210 Beach House. And this game, it simulates the experience of being in a rock band. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you haven't played, you get your friends together, you play some small clubs, do some stadiums, get into a fight, break up, and then start all over again. But some classic songs. If you are with your parents right now, or you do have kids, this is a way for you to expose them to the cheesy music you grew up with.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's really, because I'm like, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. And it's on Rock Band 2.
Living on a prayer.
My falsetto is not what it used to be. 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss. Matt, Los Angeles, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ellen. Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling because I kind of wanted to plead with you to stay on 90210 because all my friends and I watch specifically for you, and I think a lot of people that used to love the old show love having you on it, and so I was going to see what's it going to take, I guess, for you to stay on the show.
Oh, I guess more of that, to be honest.
Some groveling.
Matt. No. Definitely not groveling, but, you know, I mean, you guys are the reasons why I agreed to go do it again anyway. So as long as the fans are happy and that's what they want to see.
I could definitely have some more people call up and please.
Well, Matt, I mean, I think what she's saying is that when that fourth episode is airing, you will be top of mind. She'll be sitting at home with her Rock Band 2 and her boyfriend thinking about whether or not she can come back and make another episode for you. That's what she's saying.
You'll be sitting at home with your Rock Band 2 thinking about that.
Yes, I'm obsessed with my Rock Band 2. So.
Thanks for calling. Good morning, Kiss FM. Ronnie, go ahead and Sherman Oaks. You're on with us.
Hi, is Shannon there?
No, she just left.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, this is like mad crazy. You know how long I've been trying to get in contact with Kiss FM, at least to speak to somebody, at least to try to win 10 G's for my birthday?
Oh, dude, I love your persistence.
And now I finally talked to the Shannon Doherty. Somebody kicked me in the leg to make sure I'm awake.
What do you want to ask her?
You should be staying on 90210. Like, I talked to my coworkers about it, and, like, you're part of the reason why everybody is watching. I think you are one of the downest, one of the craziest chicks on TV. You are a legend, an icon, a gangsta.
Wow. Thank you. You guys just, you know, do those online petitions for the CW, and we'll see.
I wouldn't want to be Shannon now after talking to Ronnie and Matt saying no to my fans. That's right. All I'm saying.
I know, right? I'm like, now I feel obligated.
You'll just send her this tape, and she can remind herself about the moment. So there's been a lot of attention in the press about the veterans and some of the new 90210 cast members, and the girls specifically. There was something out the other day about these young girls and how they're too thin. I haven't seen any of them in person. But what is the dynamic like between those who have been there and the new girls?
Well, I mean, on the whole too thin thing, we never got accused of being too thin, you know. But look, weight is weight. And I see those girls and they eat on the set. So I'm pretty sure that they're not starving themselves.
Do they swallow it?
I saw them swallow it.
Because I eat donuts, but I spit them.
You know, they do eat. And I think maybe some people are naturally thin. Who knows? But I don't really think that it's you know, some magazine's obligation to put these girls on a cover and point fingers at them. Like, even if there was something wrong, that's not really the way to treat a situation. So either way, I think they need to be left alone.
Have they come to you for any sort of guidance in terms of the story? Because you guys have been doing that show for so long.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've come to me just for general advice on how to deal with, you know, the press and the paparazzi. And my advice is stay home.
Yeah.
Hire really good publicists and play Rock Band 2.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Which girl, I mean, I don't even know their names yet, but is there anybody that you think is a breakout star?
Oh boy, that's putting me on the spot with all of them. I mean, I think that they're all pretty amazing, to be honest with you. I think the whole cast is great. You know, and all the girls are really good. I think that they're all sort of, you know, equally great. I think Jessica Straub, she plays Silver. I think there's something about her that the public has actually really responded to. Mm-hmm. She's got sort of a cool, funky style, and she's a really beautiful girl. And for me, for just the people that I know that watch the show, that's the character that they really like so far.
I remember when the original was on the air. I mean, there was nothing bigger than that. You guys couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
In the world, probably.
Well, eventually, yeah. In the beginning, it was like, you know, I thought we were going to get canceled. Everybody did.
Then it took off and became the most episodes. Successful show there, right?
Yeah. As soon as we started doing those summer episodes at the beach and stuff like that.
When did you realize that? Because there is that moment. I remember when we were doing American Idol. It's like there was that moment where you realized, oh, God, people are watching this.
Oh, right.
What was it for you?
When I got asked to do the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, that would do it.
That was it. I was like, wait, what? Like, me on the cover of Rolling Stone? And it's... I don't really like putting any of that stuff in my house, but man, my Rolling Stone is framed and hanging up in my office, and it's like us and Nirvana.
So great.
And you think about that. That's an amazing moment.
No, I mean, look, I've got good housekeeping right there. I remember the day. KII's FM Los Angeles is KISS FM. Thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Thank you.